This is Tom Warren inviting you to study with us again from the basic topic of the church versus modernism. 5 gospel minutes together may mean all the difference in your life here upon this earth and even in eternity. I plead with you to take your Bible and read with us as we study from the sacred scriptures. The Apostle Paul indicated in Galatians chapter 1, beginning with verse 6, I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. We must not preach any message other than the message of Christ, which is the gospel. You recall also in Galatians, or in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so as we've been involved for some time now in a study of the church versus modernism, and last time we began a consideration of what we should do in the face of the fact that modernism is making headway in the world and inroads into the church, we raise the question again, what should we do about it? First of all, be able to recognize it. Recognize the language which is used by these men so that when they use these phrases, which may beguile the hearts of the innocent, you may recognize it. Further, we should recognize that it is not the case, in order to be a modernist, that one must hold to each and every one or to any particular one of these views. One can be a modernist by simply espousing one of the viewpoints we have discussed. When you find preachers and other members of the church who reject the view that truth is absolute, that is, when someone rejects this view, that the gospel is right and what differs from it is wrong, then you have a modernist on your hands. When you find a preacher has kind feelings toward the ecumenical movement, that is, when he wants to get the church involved in the fellowship of any and every kind of religion, then recognize that you have a modernist on your hands. If a preacher holds that proper reasoning, that is, the principles of logic, are not to be used in the proclamation and defense of the gospel, then you have a modernist on your hands. This means that he wants to go by his feelings, he wants to proceed on an irrational basis rather than a rational basis, when he refuses to reason correctly about what the Bible teaches. When you find a preacher who rejects propositional truth, so that when you make a statement such as, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, or that baptism is essential to salvation, or that Christ died for the sins of the world, or that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and so forth, and he says the contradictory is not wrong, then you have a modernist on your hands. The point is, the man is simply denying that truth is truth. When you find a preacher who rejects the use of logic as a valuable tool of Bible study and who holds to the leap into the dark view of existential philosophy and neo-orthodox theology, that is, that reason and logic have no significant place in Christianity, then you are face to face with a modernist. If a preacher admits that truth is absolute, but then inconsistently and in self-contradiction denies that we can ever really learn that truth, then mark that man as one who has rejected the basic truth of the gospel. A preacher friend of mine in eastern Tennessee points out that there are at least 5 basic causes of liberalism or modernism. Some have a bitter background in the church. They may feel they have been given some sort of dirty deal from some local congregation or received abuse from the membership of some local congregation. Some men go into graduate study without having a really good foundation of Bible knowledge and may be easily persuaded to accept almost any sort of philosophy which might be taught. Some men may desire to make a display of their so-called knowledge instead of simply preaching the gospel of Christ. The religion of Christ becomes too commonplace for them, and such men have a rebellious spirit, and it's possible for one to become an intellectual snob who can't ever really get over having graduated from some prestigious university. But my friends, the Bible makes clear that the simplicity of the gospel of Christ is what each and every person needs, not some so-called great education of some individual human being who has invented that message. I plead with you to go back to the Bible. Read the Bible for yourself and study and accept it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.